Alice and the Tin Man, all remaining members of the quartet, had set off for the dark fortress of Prince Prospero. They sat gloomily alongside the stream of a wide river. The water bubbling and moaning, whispering as it went by. Many languages. Many eons. The Tin Woodsman refused to cross the river. He's made out of tin, he would sink to the bottom and rust and be stuck there. Rust and die. Molder apart, slowly turn into red rusted flakes and carotted, scum-covered parts. He was not having it. Dorothy was a bit iffy about crossing herself because every once in a while she'd see the water churn like some large creature had passed through swiftly, not too far from the surface, larger than her in circumference. They decided to wait for morning before trying to find a bridge or something where they can get across the river, minimal contact with the water. Dorothy curled off to sleep on the sandy shore, whilst the Tin Man sat and stood watch over her. Tin Men never sleep. Tin Man spent that night just thinking about how he was going to hobnob with the rich elite. Prospero's Black Fortress. He knew they would accept him as a mighty warrior. And it's just fine if they use him to, if they have him go after munchkins and chop them down, or people, or whatever. It's the riches he wanted. The riches.